Flows podcast with me, Johanna. We'll be doing a 10-minute relaxation, which is our format every time. And this time, we have the theme stress to work with. So perhaps you're feeling stressed right now in this moment. Perhaps you're having a tough day, or maybe you even have a more general stress or even chronic stress. Either way, just know you don't have to try to force yourself to change anything or to feel differently right away. That's probably not even possible. We're just going to start by trying to stay in our discomfort and try to experience it a little differently. Maybe open a door to feeling a little bit different, a little lighter. Let's just start by lying down on your back. Try to notice what your body is feeling right now. So if you just try to physically analyze what you're going through, if you're feeling stressed, it very likely has also impacted you physically somehow. So maybe you're feeling tense or restless, might even feel shaky or cold or warm. Maybe your heart rate is up, or your blood pressure, which you may or may not be able to feel. Maybe your breathing is affected. All these signals our bodies give us, all these reactions, they're also a cry for help, if you will. We need to learn to listen to our bodies and communicate with our bodies. It's definitely trying to communicate with us by all these signals. So whatever you're feeling right now, just try to be thankful that your body, your mind, your spirit, everything is trying to communicate and working together to create a holistic well-being. That might be far off right now if you're very stressed, but maybe not as far off as you think. So try to just stay, notice whatever you're feeling. And start to focus on your breathing. Try to make your next inhale a little fuller. And on your next exhale, try to relax and become heavier, softer. Try to just melt down to whatever surface you're lying on. So you're growing really heavy, really soft. And just keep going like that at your own pace, but slowly. Full inhale where we fill up our lungs, collect and gather new centered energy. And on every time you exhale, you try to relax even more. Keep going like that at your own pace, and just notice how possible it is to stay in your discomfort, whatever you're feeling. And try to remember that whatever stress you're going through right now, you have been through a lot of stress before in your life, and you've gone through it. It's not dangerous. It's only dangerous if we don't give ourselves the chance to regain well-being. And what we try to do by relaxing, hopefully regularly, is to fend off any kind of panicky feelings that will come from believing our stress will never end, because it will. It will end. You're going to feel a lot of things. You're going to feel better, worse, better again. Life is up and down all the time. And what we're trying to do by relaxing and staying with our feelings right now without changing anything is growing that ability to be in whatever feeling we're in right now, even if it is stress, and to try to feel safe and cultivate a feeling of safety. And that way you can stand strong even in, you know, really rough wind You're able to turn to your inner ground and stay with whatever is going on and know that you will be okay. And that the stress can't really harm you. You may really feel that it is, and it might be temporarily, but you can also heal and you can feel better. Try to feel your next inhale and let your whole body stretch. So your arms, your legs, everything's just stretching, so you're really elongating throughout your body. And then on your exhale, relax. And try to move again like that. So a big inhale, stretch through your entire body. And on your exhale, relax even more. One more time like that. Stretch through while you inhale. Feel that energy rush through your body. And on your exhale, relax. Keep relaxing. Keep breathing. Sometimes when we practice relaxation after feeling a lot of stress, it's like being a flower that hasn't been watered for a long time. Suddenly you're getting that moisture. So quite literally, you're getting that moisture by really focusing on your breath and on your relaxation, and thereby triggering all these responses in your body. So your body needs oxygen. Suddenly we're giving it oxygen. Your muscles need to relax. Now we're relaxing our muscles. Your lymph fluids need to move around. That's happening while we're stretching and relaxing and using our breath, especially deep breathing. All these different processes that are going on. And perhaps if you have a fast heart rate or if your blood pressure is very high, maybe induced because of your stress, then you're triggering that response to relax those systems as well while we're doing this relaxation. All these good things are happening. You might feel like your inside of your body has more space, especially connecting the breath to the relaxation. So just one more inhale while we stretch through the entire body, just like you did, maybe elongating slightly more. You're growing taller, you're stretching more. And then on your exhale, relax again. So by breathing, by stretching, by relaxing, you're aligning yourself with where you are right now. So you're not stuck in that stress and discomfort. You're creating space. You're moisturing that flower that hasn't been watered for a while. It's a really good feeling. And then try to relax your neck by slowly moving your head from side to side a few times. Also a really good way to connect with whatever is going on in the back of your neck, all the way up to your head, anywhere along glands, everything that might be going on in that area is a really good way to create circulation. And feel one more deep breath while you stop moving your neck and your head. And relax again on your exhale. From here, just open your eyes. Breathe and be, and try to take another stab at life, hopefully after feeling a little better, creating more space, and know that you can always relax and return to that relaxation, that feeling, even when you just have a few moments. If you're feeling stressed, do it throughout your day, even throughout your night if you can't sleep. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.